With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel to bolster the shaky ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The vice president says there should be patience for Hamas as they seek to return the bodies of hostages.
Some of these hostages are buried under thousands of pounds of rubble. Some of the hostages, nobody even knows where they are. That doesn't mean we shouldn't work to get them, and that doesn't mean we don't have confidence that we will. It's just a reason to counsel in favor of a little bit of patience.
Vance, along with his wife Usha, was met at Ben-Gurion Airport by Justice Minister Yariv Levin and U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee. Former President Obama will campaign alongside Democrats Abigail Spanberger and Mikey Sherrill in the final stretch of their campaigns for governor in Virginia and New Jersey, respectively.
Spanberger and Sherrill's campaign say Mr. Obama will campaign with both candidates at November 1st rallies. His appearance in the final stretch of the gubernatorial races comes on the heels of his endorsement of both candidates last week. Spanberger is facing Republican Winsome Earl Sears in Virginia, while Sherrill is up against GOP nominee Jack Cittarelli in New Jersey. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump says his plans for a swift meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin is on hold because he doesn't want it to be a waste of time. It's the latest twist in Trump's stop-and-go effort to resolve the war in Ukraine. The decision to hold off on the meeting in Budapest, Hungary, which Trump had announced last week, was made following a call between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 218 points, the Nasdaq dropped 36. This is SRN News. California promotes the gay agenda.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law that will require all schools in the state to print the phone number of an LGBT hotline on student ID cards. The law covers schools from elementary through college. The hotline will direct kids to the Trevor Project, a radical organization that provides youngsters a platform for them to discuss their, quote, gender identities. The Trevor Project also promotes the LGBT agenda in all 50 states. Michael Harrington reporting.
A state separation battle is taking place in Massachusetts. An atheist group is suing to prevent the city of Quincy from setting up statues of two Catholic saints outside a new police station. The Freedom From Religion Foundation filed the suit and has been joined by the American Civil Liberties Union and Americans United for Separation of Church and State. A superior court in Norfolk has granted a preliminary injunction. SRN News. Another record was broken on Wall Street.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average to another record. The Dow rose 218 points on Tuesday. That's about 0.5%. The S&P 500 index was essentially flat. The S&P is sitting just a bit below the record it set in early October. Strong earnings reports from 3M, Coca-Cola, and other big companies helped drive the gains. Some big tech companies pulled back. That sent the NASDAQ composite down about 0.2%. The price of gold took a break from its huge run this year. Gold fell about 5.7% from its latest record. Seth Sutel, New York.
Warner Brothers Discovery, the home of HBO, CNN, and DC Studios, has signaled it may be open to selling all or parts of its business just months after announcing plans to split into two companies. There was unsolicited interest it had received from multiple parties. More details at srnnews.com.